Bridget Leslie loves food and loves interviewing chefs from almost anywhere. So she wanted to speak with renowned street food hawker, Hawker Chan, in Singapore, since he had a Michelin star and served the world's cheapest Michelin-rated meals, $2.80. However, he operated from a blacked-out kitchen behind locked doors, and he didn't speak English. So Bridget organised a Mandarin translator and persuaded Hawker Chan to take a break from service to speak to Travel Writers Radio via Zoom.
Chef Chan, ni hao ma.
Hao.
Nice to have you on our radio show.
是他很高兴可以有你在这个 radio show 上面。
我的很高兴，希望你这个访问觉得很满意。
Chef Chan says it's not the same. Yeah, pleasure to be here with you.
So please tell us your full name, the name of your food stall, and what your stall is famous for.
你可以告诉我们说你的全名，还有你的饭馆的名字，还有出名的餐厅是什么？我姓陈，叫汉明，我的招牌叫做了凡，Hawker Chan。我们的最出名的就是酱油鸡跟叉烧。
Okay, my name is Chan Hong Ming. My full name is Chan Hong Ming. My stall name is Liao Fan Hawker Chan. And the famous dish that from my stall are the soya sauce chicken and the char siu, which is the barbecue pork.
I heard that you work in a blacked-out kitchen behind locked doors to make your secret soy sauce for your chicken dish. Is that right?
So, 听说你是在你有自己的秘方，就是在自己的秘诀做出这个道菜出来。他听说这个是真的吗？
对，因为在我以前在工作里面，一路都是看那个顾客的饭席的味道是什么，因为我们这里的很多四面八方的，比如游客啊、本地人啊，还有马来西亚人的很多种种的人。 我都要想知道他们要的口味，如何去给他们大众化。
Yeah, you're right. That is because I did that is because I want to do more research to know more about what my customers want in terms of the food that they craving for, and probably it's a general taste for everybody that's to accommodate most of the people that comes around Singapore. Especially the tourists that come around Chinatown. So therefore, I keep doing the research to get the taste right.
And I also read that you haven't increased the price of this dish for over 10 years. So tell me, what's the price of the chicken dish?
我听说你的档口已经没有起价，十年了保持这个价钱。所以你要在这方面讲解一下。
因为我以前开始卖这个价钱的时候，由顾客慢慢的一路增加到现在，所以能够成功也是觉得很多都是归顾客们他们的支持，所以到我成功之后拿到奖，我都希望回馈给他们，不需要赚太多，所以我保持那个价钱。
Yeah, you're right, because this is the price hasn't changed from the times that I started my stall. This is because I would like to extend my gratitude, and to it's a kind of gesture, rewards gesture to my customers that always patronize my stall, and those tourists that always comes to my stall for the food. So I'm glad that it remains the same, the price remains the same, so that everybody happy about it.
And what is the price today of the dish?
我们只是起了一点点，只是八毛钱而已，有一些起一块钱的。So
the price actually comes to $2.80. It was previously $2 and it becomes $2.80.
And so you must have some very happy customers then. Excellent food for very, very low prices.
他说你就是会
当然有这个这么低的价钱，就是一定有很多人来吃，来吃你的食物啦。然后一定是受到很多欢迎的。
嗯，以前的我真的是这样想，因为我觉得每个人拿一点小小钱出来就可以吃一顿饭，希望他吃过我的饭，觉得与众不同，所以我这个那时候我就是给顾客们这样的一个印象，后来他们觉得又便宜又好吃。
Yeah, that's right. That is the I want to give impressions to people that you will get a good food even with the cheapest price.
And were you surprised at all when the Michelin inspectors came to visit your food stall and then made known to you that they chose yours to be part of the Michelin culinary scene?
我会感到惊喜，就是当那个米其林星的地方来找你的时候。
其实是非常的惊讶的，因为我觉得全世界都没有一个小贩里面拿到米其林的，所以那时候我也不敢肯定，所以我确定去他的那个宴会里面如果真的拿到了，我才可以真正的100%相信他。
Well, I was very surprised when this Michelin guide came to my store and informed me that I got Michelin's one star, whereby at that time, I was still in doubt on this, but then they invite me over for dinner, a gala dinner that to present the award to me. Therefore, once I got the award that night, then only I believe that I actually got a star. So it's a very, very surprise event or a surprise moment for me.
So what's the process? Do they come and revisit the stall so that you keep your star?
So, 他的过程是怎么样？就是他来你的档口来吃，然后怎么样的过一个过程？
其实米其林的吃客从来我们都不会察觉到的，因为他全世界里面吃我们的东西都是很神秘。他是用这里的代理的人来告诉我，邀请我们出席他的宴会而颁发那个奖项的，所以这些我们一切都没有办法知道。
Oh well, we will never know that when the Michelin guides will come to the stalls, you see. So it's actually like a mystery shopper or mystery guest that comes to randomly go to the stalls and try their food and, you know, give a comment from there. So we will never know who are they actually.
Now, Chef Chen, a lot of people are inspired by you, including myself. I want to know who inspires you.
Okay. 他说很多人都给你就是从你的身上给了很多启发，他们包括他自己也是在你身上给他很多的启发。那反过来就是说，你是谁启发你的？
可能由我家庭里面开始教我煮饭菜的时候，从那时候我就觉得每个人都离开不开的最好的食物，可是要如何吸引一个人的味道真的是全世界里面的都人不是千变万化，各有各样的品味。所以那时候我就觉得其实食物要真正达到一个目的，需要很多很多的研究，我才知道这个行业里面是非常的大的一个挑战。
Well, it was my family. I mean, it was chef's family that giving the inspirations of start doing the culinary process of this career. So in fact, during the family itself, Chef Chan is the one that doing all the cooking for the family, and he will always ask the opinion of from his family members of the food that he cook. So he got the inspirations and ideas of creating some dishes from the family members.
And what new projects can we look forward to from Chef Chen?
接下来你还有什么新的计划，或者是要做什么新的东西？
其实最重要，我们每一天都保持食物的一种味道，不要给它这个流失了它原来的味道，而且这是一个挑战。因为我本身现在是跟集团一起研究开发这个市场，我希望把这个火锅餐带到更多海外的国家来开发。
Well, more importantly is the food consistency, that the food quality is the food consistency that has to remain. And because Hokkachan says that this currently is actually joint venture with another company. So this is the company name is Hersing Culinary. So the joint venture will actually facilitate in the brand expansion over the world. So his Hokkachan's aim that for the near future, that he would see more of the country, more of his brand in globally.
So we can't wait to have Hokkachan's brand here in Australia too.
So 希望你的品牌可以在那个澳洲澳大利亚更多。
希望，因为有我知道全世界都喜爱吃鸡根的，不管它是哪一种的，可是各有各的做法，所以我想把这种味道带给他们一种不同的我们在澳洲还有两间，所以当地人也是蛮喜爱的。
Well, that's Hokkachan is looking forward for the expansion as well, the branch expansion as well. And currently, there are two outlets in Australia. Those outlets are at Melbourne and Perth.
Well, we'll certainly let people know more about that then. Thank you so much for your time.
So, 他希望可以从这一次也是可以让更多人知道你的品牌和你的这个对话存在这样子。
OK, 非常的谢谢他们，希望他们如果需要我们怎样改进，我们一定想办法去再改更好的。
Hokkachan says thanks to you as well, and he welcomes more.
Bridget Leslie spoke via an interpreter to Hokkachan, whose Michelin star street food costs $2.80. You're listening to The Travel Writers Show.